Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. It will be windy and we'll have a high of maybe 17 degrees, but the wind chill index is going to feel a lot colder. Right now in Kenosha, it's 11 above, plus 9 in Burlington, Milwaukee 11, 11 degrees also in Racine. Retiring Kenosha County District Attorney Robert Zav could be facing temporary suspension of his law license, though he totally disagrees with the action that's being taken. The State Office of Lawyer Regulation has filed a complaint against him for not disclosing evidence that was planted by a former police officer, Kyle Bars, in a 2014 homicide investigation. A 90-day suspension of Zav's license being sought, it will be up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court for any discipline. Zav did not seek re-election. He's being replaced soon by his chief deputy, Mike Gravely. Bars, given a one-year probationary period last June, if he stays out of trouble, a potential one-year prison sentence would disappear. He resigned after 3.5 years on the force. A Kenosha police officer, active duty officer, accused of punching a doctor several times nearly New Year's Day. Now he's charged with misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct, plus misconduct in public office, which is a felony. 29-year-old Kendall West appearing in Kenosha Circuit Court yesterday afternoon.
His wife is present and does wish to have contact with him. And as by way of employment, we know and he knows what's at stake. And there should not and will not be any recidivism.
That's defense attorney Larry Keating. According to court documents, West reportedly followed his estranged wife to Kenosha Hospital and Medical Center. She spoke with an emergency room physician that she had been seeing. West allegedly pulled up behind her car, got out of his squad, punched the doctor several times in the face, also accelerated away from the area at a speed that just missed the doctor by a few feet. West's wife telling investigators she had tried to serve him divorce papers hours earlier, but he tore them up. West released from the Racine County Jail on signature bond. He'll be back in court January 20th. Racine County District Attorney's Office charging Central Illinois resident Isidro Montiel Arias with felony attempted robbery. He allegedly pulled a switchblade on a man who was standing at a city bus stop at Lathrop and Durand Avenues New Year's Day. According to the criminal complaint, the victim confronted by a man who said, "Give me everything in your pockets." The 36-year-old Montiel Arias searched the victim, found nothing, went across the street to a gas station, followed by the same man he had just tried to rob. Police later found Montiel Arias in the station's bathroom. He's going to be back in court January 12th. Well, saying that he can't handle hate groups on his own, one Kenosha County board supervisor is planning to ask his colleagues for a little help. Supervisor David Hallman, who is African-American and openly gay, told his board colleagues last night that he recently held a town hall meeting after a shooting incident in his district. Said he's prepared to deal with issues like crime and gangs, but nothing noting the presence of KKK sympathizers, plus an establishment that normally holds skinhead music concerts, says he's got to draw the line somewhere at dealing with hate groups on his own.
Dealing with KKK sympathizers and skinheads is not a David Hallman responsibility. And as one of the few people of color on this board, I really need those of you sitting in this room to stand up. Because that's not a place where I can be successful in terms of fighting that battle.
Says he plans to introduce a resolution to condemn violence and hate crimes against religious minorities and others, urging Congress to not confirm the appointment of Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General. Sessions' appointment by the president-elect shadowed by allegations of racial insensitivity. Wisconsin ended last year with 588 traffic fatalities, 33 more than recorded in 2015, 40 more than the five-year average. The DOT out with numbers that includes for Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area.
17 fatalities were recorded in Racine County last year, 2 more than the 5-year average. 17 fatalities were also recorded in Kenosha County, 1 more than the 5-year average. 74 people lost their lives in traffic accidents in Milwaukee County, 14 more than that 5-year average. David Papps, director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety, says low gas prices and an improving economy last year likely contributed to an increase in the number of vehicles on the road and the miles traveled, which increases the risk of accidents. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Burlington Common Council and Committee of the Whole talking at length about parking in the downtown area, perceived problems, and how to address them without spending a lot of money in the process. Administrator Karina Walter said results of a 3-day study showed plenty of on-street parking and a sufficient number of lots available downtown, suggesting an enforcement need, at least on a part-time basis.
I think some of the challenges that we as a city have are a couple things. A, probably a little bit better signage locating where our parking lots are and where our customers can go. Secondly, which we all know, and we've discussed this several times, is the lack of parking enforcement.
Veteran Alderman Tom Voss noted the problem of business owners parking out front of their stores, really nothing new.
We're going to beat the same dead horse that we've been beating to death for the last 30 years. I mean, we've tried working with the chamber. We've tried the informational. They've gone to the business owners over the years. We've had a parking attendant going around and writing tickets, and we're right back in the same place that we were 28 years ago.
Flower shop owner Kevin O'Brien, he was blunt with comments about parking violators, $50 tickets, and tow their vehicles if warranted. The parking study itself was accepted by the Committee of the Whole. That sets the wheels in motion, if you will, for administration to look at the pros and the cons of full or part-time enforcement and the parking rules. Tuesday at 5 p.m. was the filing deadline for anybody desiring to be a candidate for elected office on the spring ballot in Racine and Kenosha counties. Former Racine Alderman Melissa Lemke, current alderman, is going to have a primary next month against two challengers. Otherwise, it'll be the 1st, 3rd, 5th, 7th, and 11th district incumbents that have April 4th challengers. Melissa Lemke with the only primary. Racine Municipal Judge Rebecca Mason will be unopposed. Caledonia Village President Bob Bradley, no opposition for a third term. In Mount Pleasant, Village President Jerry Garski will be challenged by Trustee Dave DeGroot. Longtime Burlington Area School Board member William Campbell, at the age of 83, will not be seeking another term. He was first elected in 1985. For Racine Unified, the candidates who filed, Dennis Weiser in District 2, Mike Frontier District 3, Brian O'Connell in District 7, which is Don Nielsen's district. In Kenosha Unified, the candidates are incumbents Gary Kunich and Dan Wade, along with Mary Motter and Zach Jacobs. And Park High School teacher Rick Melcher made a lot of noise about running for state school superintendent. Didn't get enough signatures to do that. He will instead be a write-in candidate, he says, against incumbent Tony Evers and the two challengers in for a February 21st primary. Burlington Common Council not sold on the value of a four-year contract extension with John's Disposal Service for solid waste collection or expanding the recycling program to weekly for every resident, so the matter has been tabled to allow further discussions with the provider. DPW Director Jim Berglund said that the extension would reduce the annual cost a bit while adding 95 cents a month on the weekly recycling.
Is it roughly a $500,000 contract a year for garbage? If you grant John's a four-year extension, that's roughly giving them a $2 million contract with no other people wanting, getting a chance to bid on it. Our contract with them goes to the end of 2017, so we're still all right for this year. After the last meeting, we have been approached by other vendors that would like the option to bid on this.
Alderman Ruth DeWitziak called it a matter of checks and balances.
We might weigh the customer service and everything else and say, yep, these people might be X amount of dollars less, but here's our relationship and our history with them. It's not enough of a difference to change our mind. I just look at the bidding out process and no, I don't think we should do it every year. And to make sure that we are picking the best choice and we're making the best financial decision.
The added weekly recycling component, one issue that could be decided at the next Burlington Council meeting, at which point there also could be an update on talks with John's Disposal in reference to a more city-friendly extension proposal. And Aurora planning a new ambulatory surgery center and professional office building in Kenosha, west of the interstate, not far from the hospital that the medical provider now operates in the city. According to an email from Doug Cook, who's the president of Aurora's Racine-Kenosha Northern Illinois Patient Service Market, this proposed facility is designed to address the growing number of patients in the Kenosha area. He says in the email, if approved, that facility would, quote, provide new and expanded services that would enhance patient access to the care that they need, unquote. WRJN.com. Our webpage has our newscast in the local news section, and at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.